Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome once again to Ancient Awakenings, Prepare for Change. We're here on Blog Talk Radio as we are every first Sunday of every month. And you are here because you've been yearning to remember the ancient wisdom we were all so familiar with so, so long ago. It's time now to return to that wisdom. It's time now to awaken to who we truly are. My name is Zoe, and while I'm known for many other things, today I'm your call facilitator. And I'm joined by our co-host, Rita, who's also known for many other things, but she is Pallas Athena. So, hello, Athena Rita.
Hello. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. So, today's dateline.
I said wonderful.
Good. So today's dateline is Sunday, March 4th, 2018. It's our fifth Blog Talk broadcast, but like last month, the first Sunday is falling on the fourth again. I don't know if that's a coincidence or if it's just standard for whatever comes after February. But getting back to remembering, part of the ancient wisdom that we are all remembering are the natural sciences, the ancient sciences, the true sciences, we've come to remember is actually studies of things like astrology, of light and sound, healing, numerology, of naturopathic medicine, auric fields, sacred geometries, use of crystals, the earth, and the like. And we are grateful to hear they will eventually replace all this ridiculousness we've had to learn as part of the mind control programming in our schools. So we always look forward to hearing what Athena has to teach us about numerology. And besides being our resident numerologist, Athena is also an artist, a musician, astrologist, a spiritual counselor, and a teacher of the tenets of Nisara. So what have you got for us today, Athena?
Well, greetings to everyone first. I send my love out and my light. And today, which is the fourth, which is the second fourth, last month was the fourth, I think it's trying to tell us something here. Well, the fourth in numerology, which is the energy of numbers. We have the quantity side of numbers and the quality side. Now, the quantity is 2 and 2 makes 4. The quality is the abstract, which is numerology, which is the energy of these numbers. So, for this month, we have the 4th, the 13th, and the 31st. And they add up to 4. 3 and 1 makes 4. 1 and 3 makes 4, and of course the 4th. Now, what I like to say today is that 4 stands for Earth. That's the ancient numerology. Well, so we have the personal numerology. Each person has their own number. Numerology says the day you're born is the most important number. So if you go into the compound numbers, you just add them down to the single digits, which you would take 13, it would be 4, 31, 3 and 1 makes 4. Now, with that being that that is the main number, it means that's what you come down with. You're born with that energy. You don't have to work on making it that energy. That's why it's the most important number, and also because it's your birthday, and birthdays can't be changed. They'll always be there with us. And so also, the 4th stands for limitations, stands for order, and also service. Now, since we are... and it does go into the earth, I would like to take a few moments and show, and maybe you all will be with me as I do this, because I'd like to honor our earth, our Mother Gaia, for all she has done for us. She is our mother. And you know, she has felt our pain. She has felt our grief. She has done everything to nurture us. She has made the trees for oxygen. She has made the breath that we take. And so I would like to say to her, I love you, Mother Gaia. We love you. And we are going to congratulate you at the end of your journey now as you ascend. And we appreciate you taking us with you. We feel very honored that you have done this for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And why I'm saying this, I would like to say something else about a date. Now, it was Sananda who said on our call at Christmas time that that wasn't the day he was born. But I know what day he was born. He said it was early spring. It's March the 31st. Was his birthday here. And that he has really, if you noticed his life, he was with the earth all the time, going to the mountains, sitting on a rock, teaching his disciples. And so anyone that is a four will be much into nature, will love the trees, will hike and be there with Mother Nature. Or if it's their birthday, the month and day and year, and they add that up and it makes a four, it means a lesson they must learn. They must learn to be outside. They must learn to honor Mother Earth. They must learn to be able to be with Mother Earth in this lifetime. And they know when they come down what they have to learn. And that's why when we were talking about children today, if we would have had numerology and astrology in the schools, they would have been taught and their parents would know how to guide them with what lesson they had to learn in this life. And that is going to be taught, as the one who served told us. And believe me, I send to Mother Earth, we all do, love, unconditional love, peace, harmony, and joy. Thank you. Until next month. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rita. That's always much appreciated and quite beautiful.
Thank you.
So, for you newbies out there, this is how the second half of our call usually works. And let me stress usually, because things are changing rapidly from here on, and our call is no different. We start this part of the call with a guided meditation, which James will lead us into. Then Sananda will take over. After the meditation, we move right into channeled messages, usually starting with Sananda's own message, and then he'll bring forward any of his guests. After our guest speakers, we then turn the show over to our hosts and MCs, the one who serves, who will follow up on those messages and then continue providing needed guidance while they MC the Q&A portion. Sananda and the one who serves always speak through James McConnell, who is the founder of the Prepare for Change Ancient Awakenings group. And Athena, would you please introduce Sananda's guest?
Sananda's guest is his power couple. They are power couples, which will be Master Lady Nida, will be the other speaker for us today.
Terrific. Thank you. So again, welcome everybody. We really appreciate and enjoy the energy everybody contributes to these calls. And here's James. Hopefully.
All right, everybody now find a place of quiet, relaxation, calm, and begin to do your breathing, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, rhythmically, gently. Focus on just relaxing now, letting go. Let your breath take you away. Let your breath actually take you out of your body as we move through this process. And as you breathe in, take a few seconds before you let it all out. So breathe in, count to three, and breathe out, count to three. Then take the next breath. Continue doing that rhythmically and gently. As you're breathing in, breathe in a golden white light. And see this light moving through your body, filling your body with light. For those of you that might not know, light is your protection whenever you leave your body. Always have the light with you. That light has moved all through your body. Focus now on your chakra centers, all seven chakras. See them lined up, and particularly the middle chakra, the fourth chakra. And as you look at that fourth chakra, see it as a beautiful blue-green color, forest green. And then the three chakras below, from the bottom up, red, orange, yellow. And as you look at those three chakras, the red, orange, and the yellow, if they seem to be somewhat muddy colored, brighten them up. See the red as a beautiful ruby red. See the orange, the yellow, bright yellow, sun yellow. And the fourth chakra, then the fifth, sky blue. Beautiful blue sky, sky blue sky. The sixth, purple, color of the night sky. The seventh, violet or gold or silver. And all seven chakras now with all of their colors. And see the spinning of the chakras. Beware of the chakras as they spin. And if they are spinning somewhat slowly, which tends to happen as you age, your chakras tend to slow down. Unless you specifically speed them up in various ways. One of the ways is with your visualization. You can visualize the chakras spinning faster and faster. Now, some of you may already be aware of the other five chakras, so the total of 12. Two below your feet, three above. It may just be coming online, just beginning to show themselves, or may even be more visual to you. Now, be aware of your heart center, the fourth chakra, and the fifth chakra. I'm sorry, the sixth chakra. The sixth, in the middle of your forehead. And between the two, set up an energetic connection. See energy going from your heart center to your third eye center, the pineal gland, and then back down around to the heart, forming a vortex of energy between the heart center and the sixth chakra center. You may also become aware of the high heart center just above the fourth chakra. And if so, connect to that as well, so that predominantly your high heart center and your sixth chakra are coming together energetically, forming the heart-mind connection. And then once you have that, be in that sixth chakra. Looking out as if you were looking out through the top of your head out into the world, as if it was a doorway or a window out into the world. This center is actually the gateway to the higher dimensions. So allow yourself now to move out through that gateway, through that window, through the eye, out into the room, wherever you are. But as you move out through your third eye center, know that you are now no longer in the physical body, no longer in the three-dimensional space, but you are moving into the fourth-dimensional space, or your astral body. And allow yourself to look back and see your physical body as you float in the room. See it sitting there, laying there. And begin to float up in the room and up into the pillar of light. that is there or here in the center of this room where this call is taking place. And there is no time and space, so you can be right here in this pillar of light with all of us together, all 50, 60, 70, 80, whatever it is, 100 people, all coming into this pillar of light together, rising up the pillar of light higher and higher till you've moved to a point above the Earth's atmosphere. And now you can turn around and see the Earth far below you. See it in all of its pristine colors, all of its beauty. See the sky blue colors, the violet colors, the deep red and green colors. See it as we see it now, from a fifth dimensional and higher standpoint, as we look back down upon this beautiful planet and see not only the way it is meant to be, but the way it is becoming now, and the way it is even in the now. And as you are looking down at this planet, be aware of the grid that is here just below this group, just below other groups that are also here at the same time doing this or similar type of experience. And as you look down, see this grid, and see that the grid goes all the way around the planet as an energy grid, the Christ consciousness energy grid. Now be aware of a beam of light, a pulse of energy coming from the galactic central sun down into our solar system, through the sun, through all of the ships that are out here, the thousands and millions of ships that are out here, through all of the planets of the solar system, all of the cosmic beings, then filtering down through this group as if you were a magnifying glass, sending the energy out across the grid so that this energy now coming from the galactic central sun, amplified by all of the cosmic beings, all of the ships, all of the planets, amplified now out across the grid. And this energy surrounding the planet now, and beginning now to fall down to the planet as rain of energy, rain of light. See the light cascading down, falling down. First in a downpour, but then in a gentle mist as it begins to reach the surface of the planet. And as it does so, it begins to accumulate. As it strikes the planet, it accumulates as if a wave of energy, a tsunami of love, of consciousness, spreading across the planet, touching everything. Everyone feeling this energy. Everyone being aware of it at some level. Whether it is a feeling of bliss that comes over them, a feeling of chills that might come through them. And some may even be seeing this energy, seeing this light. For those that have eyes to see, will be aware of this. Some will see it as a wave of energy coming toward them and enveloping them. Others will simply be going about their daily activities and feel an energy come over them. For most, it will be completely foreign to them. They will not know what it is. Some, it will drop them to their knees. Others that are prepared for this will take this energy in as a blissful state, a sense of heaven within, and will be able to take this energy in and utilize it. And once they have taken it in, they will then send it back out. They will know to do this. They will send it to their neighbor, to their friends, to their family. For all will share in this energy, in this love expression, this expression of love that comes from the Creator, the Prime Creator, the Source itself, to raise the energies, to raise the consciousness of the entire planet and all the people on the planet, all life forms on the planet. Whether mineral, plant, animal, human, all will be raised in these moments. Some will be moments, seemingly moments. Others will last for hours. But all will feel it at whatever level they are in that moment. Now, for a moment, visualize hands across the planet, everyone grasping another's hand and forming a chain around the planet, around and around and around, billions of people connecting. By clasping each other's hand, by once an enemy becoming a friend, becoming a brother, a sister, know that we are all connected. And do not only see the people of the planet connecting in this way, but see all of those of us joining you, the archangels, the angels, the ascended masters, those from Venus, the lords from Venus, the Ra Collective, and on, all of the civilizations joining in as one galactic civilization. As the Earth, Gaia herself, is welcomed into the Galactic Federation of Worlds. Now, wherever you find yourself, allow yourself to drift back to the pillar of light, back down the pillar of light, towards your physical body. And as you enter your physical body, bring that energy, that love, that consciousness that you felt for a moment back in with you. Let it fill your being now, your physical being, your physical body. Whatever ailments, whatever maladies of any kind, pains, aches, see them washing away with this energy. you will, with the violet light that moves through your body now. Violet flame, purging out all the old programming, which is all aches and pains and sickness and diseases are, is programming. Allow yourselves now to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. And my friends, my dear brothers and sisters, we would like to say at this point, in this time, in these moments, that you have arrived. You as a collective you, the consciousness of the planet, has arrived. You are all nearing the finish line that I have spoken of many times. And it is time for many of you, if you have not already, to begin to cross this finish line. But to know as you cross this finish line that you will then turn around and go back across and assist all of those that are struggling behind you. Know that many of you are destined for this. Many of you will choose this. Just as you chose to come here long ago, just as you chose to sacrifice your very being and beingness to be a part of this expression, this experiment, this level of consciousness, you chose to be here, and many of you will choose to come back again. To continue on with this evolution here in this planet, in and on this planet. Others of you will choose to move on, for that is your choice. This is a free will zone, and you all have access to the free will. No one can deny you of that. Those times when others will be in control are fast coming to a conclusion. Freedom is ahead for all of you. True freedom. Freedom of knowing the truth, of the truth being revealed across the planet. This is where you are moving toward. This is what you find when you cross the finish line. And all of those that have attempted to hold you back, to hold the planetary ascension back, are finding that they can no longer do so, are finding that they are thwarted at every turn that they make now. Whatever they do, that is of the old programming, that they attempt to create the same scenario over and over, is no longer working for them and no longer will work for them. Even the poisoning of the skies that they have attempted to do is now coming to an end. Their resources are diminishing. They no longer have the funds to continue these operations. There may be smatterings of this yet, but for the most part, this program, this geoengineering program, what you call the chemtrails, is coming to an end. The truth is being revealed in many ways and from many different directions and in many different sources. And this cannot be stopped. Just as you can no longer stop an avalanche from coming down the mountain. You cannot stop the sun from shining. It's ascension light. It's ascension love. It cannot be stopped, will not be stopped. And all attempts that continue to do so will be done in vain. Many of those that have attempted this have now turned to the light. They have been given the choice, turn to the light or be consumed by the light. And many are now choosing the light. There are those still that are stubborn, that hold steadfast to their beliefs and to their need for control and power. But the love of power is now being replaced with the power of love. And there is nothing they can do to stop this. They can either go along or they can be taken off. The time is now, my friends. The moment is now. We cannot yet say exactly when the event will occur, when the pulse of energy will come to the planet, other than that it is already doing so. There are waves and waves of energy that are coming in. Waves of energy that are increasing your consciousness moment by moment. Increasing your ability to see multidimensionally. So that many of you are realizing now that your dream state is much more real than you ever imagined. In many cases, your dream state is more real than your waking state. So know this as events, and I speak now in terms of plural events, begin to happen more and more, that you are on the threshold of the great awakening on this planet. The great awakening of consciousness within you. Or should I say the great reawakening of the consciousness within you. I am Sananda. I turn this now over to my consort, my twin flame, Lady Nada. And I am Lady Nada, and I am so overjoyed to be able to be with you at these times, in these moments, in this way, that I can share my understandings, my love for all of you. Many of you know me, know dear Sananda. So close that we all are, that you can feel my touch on your shoulder now. Feel it now. Feel as I touch each and every one of you lightly on your shoulder. Feel the energy imparted to you. Feel even more the love imparted to you. For I am the embodiment of love, just as all of you are the embodiment of love and light. Feel now this energy coming into you. know that we are connected beyond your understandings at your three-dimensional consciousness level. For you cannot begin to understand it if you remain in the programming. But if you find yourself out of the programming, out of the illusion, into the real reality, then you will know of our connection. You will know from where we came from, we as a collective we. All of us at one time or another were together. And together we will all be again. Yes, I can speak through this one, James, and I can be with you in this way. But I, just as all of you, long to be there with you, which you call in person, alive and in person. But it does not take this visual acuity to occur for you to know that we are bonded together, that we are together even in this moment as I speak to you, as you feel or felt my touch on your shoulder or on your head. All of you felt it at some level. If not consciously now, you will feel it at another time later. For I have touched each one of you, just as you will be touched again, much more powerfully in those times ahead, as the Holy Spirit, the source within you, comes over you, comes within you, and you feel the energy and the power that comes with it, the power of love, to spread the love, to spread the light to all of those that you come in contact with as the emissaries or the disciples of that love. I am Lady Nada. I leave you now with all peace and love be with all of you. And know that our connection is strong. And we are strong together.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om, greetings to you.
Greetings.
We are here, we are back. We are ready to go ahead. We are ready to move along here, to get this show on the road, you might say, to keep things rolling, to rock and roll, all of these things that you say, all of these crazy sayings that you use. But they are so apropos, these sayings, because they mean awakening. They mean the continuance of the awakening process within all of you. Rock and roll, move ahead, enjoy life, find the moments of joy, and find the joy in every moment, rather. Go ahead, move forth, enjoy, express, experience, because all of this is your life. All of this is your expression, your reality, and you need to work on creating the very reality that you are and that you want in your lives. Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready now for your questions? Would there be questions here for one who serves?
Yes.
Fire away, as you're saying.
Excuse me, can you hold on a minute? Yeah, let me tell the people on the phone what our question process is so they can start populating the queue before you start. So you can't just jump in like we do on a regular Sunday call. So to ask a question, press 1 to raise your hand. When I open your line, I'll announce your area code, but you'll also hear a recorded message saying you're live. Start by telling us your name and location, and here's the important part. Ask your one question briefly, concisely, neatly, succinctly, and any other synonym you can add to that list. Because please understand this, the more specific and succinct the question is, the better the answer is going to be. Sometimes one who serves will try to help you target it, and sometimes they'll guide you in for a landing, but the simple fact is they will not, they cannot answer what is not asked. So formulate a tight question in order to get to the best answer. And if you need to give background info for whatever you're asking, keep that to a minimum too. Otherwise, it just convolutes the question. And also, the more people your question will benefit, the better your answer will be. And afterwards, then please press 1 to remove yourself from the queue. So thank you. That's all I need.
Also, Zoe, there's at the in the house right where James is, probably mm-hmm. can't press the button or put their number, so they would possibly come first. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, that's what's happening right now. And okay. And you guys can jump in whenever you want, as you know, because your line is open.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Go ahead, Ruby. Thank you for waiting.
Thank you, sure. Okay, we have a question from David who says, ever so often, there is an overwhelming burst of radio talk shows about the RV/GCR exchange. They seem to be despaired about what to do and when to exchange. We know that no one knows the day and time, and we are not to worry about the exchange process. However, Zora said that we are waiting for 800 numbers to call for exchange, and even the Denora Chronicles has set up a page for the 800 numbers to exchange. But I don't know how reliable that is. Can you enlighten us on how or who will notify us when it's time to exchange?
What we can tell you is not who will notify you, but that you will be notified in various ways. As the times come, as those events take their course, you will be in the knowing. You will be aware of these things. But it is more important that as consciousness raises, it will all become very self-explanatory as these things develop. You will not need to be sitting by the phone or sitting by in your computer or anything of this nature and waiting to hear an announcement that, yes, now you can go on and call this number, this 800 number, or whatever it is. We are not saying it will not come in this way. It may. You may have these numbers to call when the time comes, when the announcement comes. But it will likely not be an announcement that will come over the what you call the mass media waves here. It will come more as a knowing and understanding at the level of consciousness that you find yourself in that moment, you see? So there is no need to worry. You use the term worry here. Please do not worry about this. Do not be concerned about this because everything will take its course and be exactly as it needs to be in the right moment. And know that you are in the right moment at the right time. When we say you, we are talking to the collective you here, not only to this one who has asked this question. All of you will be informed and know at the right moment where you need to be, and it is all part of the great orchestration of the great plan that is in work here.
Great. Thank you. I also have another question that was sent in from David. He says, on February 20th, 2018, someone posted a video about two UFOs shooting at each other over the skies of Nevada. The name of the video is Shocking Footage. anyway. The name of the video is Shocking Footage of UFOs Attacking Each Other Over Nevada. Zora of Hollow Earth said it was a UFO visitor from outer space. And Ashtar Command directed it to leave the planet. The visitor refused to obey orders, and Ashtar Command proceeded to eliminate it. Can you comment further on that event?
What we can say on this, as well as many of the other events that have already occurred and that are coming, and we speak here in terms of are coming, there are many more of these incidences that will happen. Many more will be aware of these things, will see these things, and will know that they are not alone. If disclosure is not going to come from the governments themselves, from the heads of governments themselves, then it will come from those who are bringing disclosure to them. In other words, those of the galactics will bring this about in one way or another. So it is coming. It will be a part of this. These expressions that are happening are real. There are these events, these space wars, you may call them, that are occurring. We have told you many times, Star Wars is real. You see, it has happened. It is happening. It is happening in many places across the galaxy and across the universe in similar respects to this occurring. Where do you think this story came from? It came from the collective consciousness or the universal consciousness and was picked up by that one who wrote this. And then it was taken from there and made into a movie and another movie and so on and so on. It is all part of the same great galactic story that has been going on. So what is occurring here now is true, as Zora is saying it. There are those ones coming from other areas of the galaxy that are not being allowed to be here. At the same time, there are those that are attempting to leave the planet, that are attempting to escape the planet, and they are not being allowed to escape and leave here as well. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Zoe, I have one more question that was sent in. Do you want me to go ahead and do that now or wait?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, and this will be the last one.
Okay.
This one says, this one is from Michelle, who says, when the lightwork community learned of what was to come with the currency exchanges, did people just start purchasing dong, dinar, etc., as they felt guided? Is there somewhere you can recommend that I can learn more about what to purchase and how it all works?
As far as learning how to learn more, you always have that that special place that you go to, Ask Google. So you can certainly go there, and there is much information that can be gathered in that way. To understand what is occurring, how it is occurring, and the idea that it was given some time ago through many different sources and was suggested at those times to purchase these particular currencies and this and that, that was correct. It is not so much that you have to have it. You do not have to have it. You will not be destitute if you do not have it. You will simply not be a part of that particular expression as it comes forward. But also know that, again, everything is being orchestrated. So if you are not part of that particular currency exchange as it occurs, you will be a part of the other expressions that are coming forward in terms of the trillions and trillions and trillions of money that is going to be released to the world for these various projects and such. It will be released to all so that it will bring about what is being called as far as balance goes. Balance is the important thing here, to take away the haves and the have-nots so that everyone has, you see?
Wow. Great. Thank you.
Very good. Other questions here? Not here, here, anywhere
yes.
here.
Okay, well, then we've got some online here. Let me see. Let me open 778. You're on. 778?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't sure it's me. So this is Ninja from Canada. Thank you for this chance. And my question to the one who serves is, you received this week the thought or the idea that asking me to invest and kind of look in information and stuff about cryptocurrency and politics here in Canada. So I am asking for guidance. Is this impulse comes from my guidance or is it a mind thing? Thank you.
Was your question whether you were receiving guidance directly? Is that your question?
Yeah, so about the cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency.
Yes.
As we have said previous at other times when this question has been asked, this cryptocurrency idea, this is something that has been created by the cabal predominantly, and they have attempted to shift the financial system in their favor so that it does not leave their control. You see, they know that their system, as they have used it now, the what is called the SWIFT system, has been in their control for a very long time, and they wanted to keep that control. But they know that it is being taken away from them. And they attempted to bring something else into the picture where they could still maintain control. And this is their attempt to do so. Now, we are not saying directly that this idea of crypto and Bitcoin and all of these types of things are not going to be a part of your expression, because that has not yet been fully determined as we find it. But the financial system that you are under now is going to greatly change. And it will change again to bring about a balanced situation onto the planet. Not only this country here, your America, but Canada and Europe and Africa and so on and so on. All will change as a result of this. But the final analysis, the final result that is intended here is to move completely away from the need for any kind of financial remuneration or exchange in any way in this in the manner that you have been used to. Okay? Does this answer your question?
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes. Other questions?
609, you're up.
Hi, this is Lorelai. How are you, wonderful one who serves? I know you're great.
We are wonderful, as always. We do not know anything else but.
Woo!
How would you
right.
like to have that as your expression?
I like it. I want it.
Just a moment, Lorelai. 778, mm-hmm. please push the number one to get out of the queue. Thank you.
That does not sound like our Zoe there.
Yeah.
What is there? Is there a transformation here?
Okay, so I'm wondering, so when this very large pulse of light comes, you know, when is for our people who are so sort of indoctrinated in that negative Christianity, where there's like the absolutely no room for any other thought, you know, and I noticed too that a lot of such people have a lot of health issues and everything going on. So I'm wondering, like, when this large pulse comes, will they see in an instant, like, really truth, if you will, like the and the clarity, and also how will their physical bodies do with that at that point?
We can tell you that they will feel it at whatever level that they are at, whatever level of consciousness they are at in the moment. Many will shy away from it. Many will not believe it. Many will say it is of the devil. You see, they will follow their old programming, their old religious programming, what they were indoctrinated into. But there is also going to be, there is a plan in the works here as well that will help to alleviate some of this for many of them. And it will be the, and it will show across the entire planet at the same time an image of that ideal that they recognize. For those here, in for those of the Christian orientation, it will be Yeshua showing himself in the sky, as you would know it, in some order, in some way here. We cannot be specific yet, as this will be. For many of you that are aware, it will come in the way of a ship and the New Jerusalem being shown here, where it could not be not seen across the planet, you see. You understand this. At a three-dimensional consciousness level, you may not be able to grasp this. But at a higher fourth and fifth dimensional level, you can begin to understand how all of this is going to come about here. It is going to be a grand event, and also many grand mini events as well.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Okay. Bye-bye.
441, you are up. Thank you. Make sure you press 1 to get out of the queue. Thank you so much. 441, you are up. Okay. We're going to move right on.
Is that me?
Oh.
Are you 441?
Go right ahead.
I'm 441 today.
I believe so. 441-93.
Oh, thank you.
There you go. Yes, sister.
Thank you so much. Blessing, one who serves, is Rhea Athena. You've already told us how you are because you're always like that. Blessings, we love you. And I have a question, but it was on behalf of my son, Valentino, who's 11 years old, who's a little bit shy to ask the question. Can I ask this question on his behalf?
Yes, certainly.
It was about a dream he had the other night, and he doesn't quite understand it. Obviously, he's only 11 years old, and he's awakening, and he wanted to know what it meant. So I'll be very quick and brief of the dream he had and when he came in and told me. Basically, in his dream, he said that he was taken to an old house. It looked very old, as in very, very, very old. He said, I was there, but there was two of me. He says, and I directed him into a room where on the wall in the room there was multiple old picture frames or portraits of many, many people. And I directed him to one particular portrait of a picture of a man who was dressed in very, very olden day clothes, Valentino was telling me. And I said to him in my dream that this is Saint Germain, and I speak to him every day. And I was telling my son, in this other me, telling my son about Saint Germain. And all these other people or beings, there were children and all sorts on, and I was talking to him about all of them, but I mainly directed him towards Saint Germain. And then he woke up in the morning, he come into my room, and he said, Mum, I said, yes, and he said, Mum, who's Saint Germain? So I was like, wow, okay, you had a dream about Saint Germain, and then he told me. So basically, he's really perplexed, and I am a little bit of what that was about for him, so I wonder if you could help there. Blessings and thank you.
What we are finding in this dream is that it is an expression of the old versus the new. The old mansion, the old pictures, all of this is the old consciousness within this one. And the idea of you being two different ones is the higher self of this one, the old higher self, you might say, and the new one that is coming. You see, the higher self, you may not know this, but the higher self is also based on your consciousness as well. So if your consciousness is low and very, what is the word here we are looking for, just a lower extreme consciousness, then your higher self is going to tend to be along with that as well. This is different than many people would think here in these terms. But this was showing that the other part of you, the higher self, the higher consciousness self, was directing this one and bringing the consciousness of the Saint Germain to him. This is also a connection this one has with the Saint Germain as well. Does not yet know this, does not yet feel this, but it is a beginning process here. Whereas this one, being 11 years old, is beginning to move into the time frame and the frequency within this one to find their own way now in life, more so. Beginning of the puberty stage, as you know it.
Yes. Yes, it was so wonderful. His eyes lit up and he's like, "Mom, who's Saint Germain?" And he said it like that, just perfectly, Saint Germain. And I thought that was wonderful. And I do feel, yes, obviously we're all one and we're all connected, but there's a little bit more of a connection with Saint Germain and Valentino or his higher self. Exactly how you said it. There's more to this wonderful surprise I guess he will see very soon.
That is correct.
Wonderful. Thank you and blessings. Thank you.
Other questions here?
I apologize. Anthony, you are up. Anonymous, you are up. Okay, we're going to move right along. 760, you are ready to go.
Hello, my name is Gregor. I'm today at a guest of Daryl. We are calling from San Diego. And I have a question. If there would be light crystals on Earth which connect you with the higher dimensions of light, with Light Lord Metatron, with Lady Sanada, with Lord Sananda, with Adonai Ashtasharan, and with all the cosmic spirits, and all the angels, the archangels. But they are not from this world, but they have manifested on Earth. Carry them with you. Once you have them in your rooms, they liberate all of your chakra systems. They liberate the whole aura and the house and everything and release you from all karma. Want to meditate with them? Would you use them?
What we can tell you, if we are understanding this question correctly, you are speaking of light crystals, was that correct?
Yeah, correct.
That carry the light language. And these light crystals are in various places across the planet, yes, that is true, but more and more are going to be manifesting themselves on the surface of this planet, within the planet itself, and are going to come forth. Just as the Atlantis and Lemuria utilized crystals, this is all coming back to the planetary surface here. You will have the use of crystals very much so again, but in this time when these crystals are reintroduced as they once were, there is not going to be the black consciousness that came with them.
It's
the dark consciousness that they began to work with here.
Yeah.
You see, crystals are amplification devices. They will amplify the light, and they will also amplify the dark.
So my question was, if those divine light tools would be manifested on Earth, would you use them?
Would you use them?
Would who use them?
Yeah, would you use them?
Would you use them?
No, you.
Would we, the Ascended Masters, the Galactics, would we use them?
Yeah, you.
My dear friend, my dear brother, we are already using them.
Okay,
we already
great.
Have access to these things. to these light crystals, light crystal chambers. You've heard that term before, have you not? The light crystal chambers. This is predominantly what these are about here. And this one that is asking this question is receiving this understanding and this knowledge, or rather remembering this knowledge. And this is where this is coming from. And those of us, what do you call the Ascended Masters, what we call the Galactics, the Agarthans, all of this, we already have access to these various crystals, the light language, all of this. You will also have access to this as well. Okay?
Okay, great. So thank you, and have a blessed day.
We do not know anything other. But yes, thank you. Other questions here?
Area code 256, you are up.
Yes, one of those. I just want to find out, will we be experiencing the ice age several years from now, or will it? We've been told that we have 72 degree weather. And now I've been hearing that we might be experiencing the ice age. Can you elaborate on that?
You are not going to be experiencing an ice age. Not anytime soon, we would say. In fact, it is going to be the opposite. You are going to experience the beauty of climate once again. The balance of climate, we can say, where all will be 72 degrees or thereabouts across the planet. Now, there will be certain pockets that will be available that will not be at that degree, but for the most part, the entire planet will become a temperate planet, just as it once was. No ice age in your future here, not near future. And if there were, to be anything of this nature, then all would be accommodated as needed to be in that time. You have heard before, if it ever came to the need, and this was the old timeline now, so please understand this. In the old timeline, the ships were there and ready and prepared to be able to beam up what all of the people on the planet within 15 minutes or so, if you can imagine. And this has been done before, not here on this planet, but other planets when needed. So it begins to give you an idea of the technology, the spiritual technology that is available at the higher levels of consciousness.
Okay. Thank you so much, one who knows.
We are one who serves. But that is what we are here for. We serve. We do not know everything. We only know as much as we need to know that we don't know everything.
To laugh at that
Thank
one.
You. Thank you. I believe we have area code 630. You're up. Area code 630. Okay.
Hello. Hello, I'm here.
Oh, good.
I'm here.
Okay.
This is Gina. One who serves, I have a question about our air that is with all the light waves coming through right now across Gaia. I've been experiencing more than once, but, you know, way in between. When I'm outside late at night, that's when I do my grounding and connecting. And when I breathe in, I always connect with the, you know, with the universe, and I always look up, and I'm taking my deep breaths and so forth. Well, last night I was experiencing this once more, and what's happening is I'm feeling like something is coming, dropping in from the air into my throat and into my eyes. It would fall into my eyes as I was looking up at the moon, and actually, you know, make me have to blink because it would be pretty intense, like something just poked me, something fell through the air. Can you explain to me what that may be if you have an answer for that? And thank you.
Was your feeling of this a positive or more negative feeling?
It wasn't negative. It was just happening, and I thought, whoa, you know. I removed myself from outside and went into the garage to finish because every time I would take that deep breath, it would do something to my throat, or when I was looking up, hit my eyes again. And I did it a few times. I went back out to see if it would occur again. No negative.
What we can tell you for this then is that the energies are changing, are shifting. We have been saying this for some time, and you will be experiencing these energies in many different ways. Some will come as feelings, some will come as memories coming back to you, but others will come simply as you are saying in terms of a physical sensation. You will feel the energy itself. You will know it as it moves into you. You are, more and more of you are beginning to smell a difference in the air, are you not? You beginning to sense something is out there, something is occurring here that is different, are you not? You are beginning to experience the fresh air that is coming in. And much of this is coming now as these various chemtrail operations are shutting down. They are going to be closing down almost completely here very quickly, and you will find that the energy in the air will also shift as a result of this. Those of the galactics have been heavily working in this area as well. If they can think about this just for a moment, logically, if they could beam up 7.5 billion people in 15-minute time period, do you not think that if they wanted to, they could clean the air?
Oh, yes.
That is what they have been working on. You can almost look at it is not this way, so please do not think in this terminology, but think about it as they have these giant machines that can send air out from these machines to the entire planet. You see? Fresh air. Fresh air that is full of oxygen. That is what this planet is missing at this point, the pure oxygen. It has been purposely curtailed and diminished by those activities of the cabal across the planet, those of the dark forces. But this has been diminished greatly as well. As we have said, and as Ananda said, their funds have been depleted greatly, their resources. They no longer have the ability to wage war in the respect that they have been doing up to this point.
Okay. Thank you, One Horse Earth. Thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Any other questions here before we release channel?
Hi, it's me again.
Affirmation occurred again here.
Let me check on this one, please. 956, did you ask your question?
Oh, shit. Yes, I do.
You did. Okay, well, then it looks like they are all cleared.
Wonderful. Wonderful questions here that were given. Have you noticed the change in many of the questions that are coming forth now? Much higher level, what you would call higher level consciousness, and what we would call higher level consciousness as well. And this is an indication that all of you are moving in the direction that you were meant to do all along here. Not that we were wanting you to do, but that you were wanting to do as a collective here. So everything is going exactly as it needs to. Everything, again, is always a part of the orchestration, and you are a major part of this orchestration. Always remember that we cannot do it without you, just as you feel you cannot do it without us. But we will only help you as much as you are ready to help yourselves. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti,
be the one.
Well, thank you all for joining us today and adding your lovely energy to this project of remembering the ancient wisdom. Our website is www.ancientawakenings.org. It's a good place to go to get caught up with the information and teachings we've received. Take a look at the channelings tab there. Especially for anyone who is relatively new, go into the archives and listen to some of the older shows. You'll probably find the answers to your questions since we've been grilling these guys for a few years now. Chances are we've already asked it many times over. And you'll also understand our inside jokes, too, usually about the stuff they've told us over and over and over until we got it. The translations are on that site, and the blog posts where we chip in whatever we find interesting or pertinent also on that site. Our Facebook page is Ancient Awakenings on FB. Our YouTube channel is Ancient Awakenings. I hope you see a pattern here. And to join us on Sundays by phone or in person, go to www.meetup.com/ancient-awakenings. We have great open conversations where almost anything goes, and just about everything that's said becomes a learning moment for all of us. One who serves often pops in whenever they need to make a point, and that's also what they're referring to when they bring up something that was quote-unquote mentioned earlier or in the discussion part of our group. You'll hear it. You will have heard it there in the opening part of the session there. If anybody has a skill to volunteer to help James with this mission or to help awaken and gather our fellow 144,000, get in touch with him, please, or Moses. We can use translators. And even if it's simply as directing other people to the call, that's a light warrior service. And the Ascendants have been imploring us lately that it is time now for us to step forward and help others awaken to the light. So that is what we should be doing. And before I go, I want to thank Daryl for really going much further than I thought he was going to have to come in order to come help me with the situation that I ran into here. So that was Daryl's voice, if he didn't have a chance to tell you who
thank
it was.
You, Daryl.
Yeah.
Thank you, Daryl. So that's it for us on this end. How about you guys in-house? James, are you back? You ready to take your call over?
Yep, I'm back. Just real briefly, thank you so much, Zoe, for everything you're doing. It was wonderful. I love your humor that you're bringing into it. I guess the one who serves is wiping, or what's the word, rubbing off on you now a little bit too, huh?
Yeah. Sorry I pitched you guys like that, but it was an emergency.
Yep, in the moment. That's always great. Daryl, thank you so much for jumping in there like you did. Appreciate that. And Rita, thank you so much for everything that you brought in. It was wonderful, as always. I want to thank everybody for being on the phone with us, being or on the computer, if you're on the computer, however you found your way to the Blog Talk Radio show. Remember, this is a once a month. We do this the first Sunday of every month. So anybody and everybody can be a part of this. They don't have to be a member of Ancient Awakenings directly. But my hope is that as more and more people become aware of our group and our program here, that they will want to be a part of it directly as you all are. So thank you all for being with us, and I'll say adieu for now. See you all next Sunday, and have a great week. Love you all. I guess you can cue the music now, Zoe.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
help.
Yeah, they were very strong.
They were strong. Yeah. That was the mouth.
They Oh, I meant to ask.
Did
you guys feel a touch on your shoulder? Or
I was
Okay, everybody, thank you. Bye.